former Airborne Ranger, 375. I got out in October, you know, went to college, got a job, got my dream car.
Which is?
Dodge Challenger. anyways, yeah, I had a really good life, you know, GI Bill, paying for my school, had an awesome girlfriend I was with for like 4 years, you know.
But after the war started, he dropped it all. He sold his car, bought a plane ticket, two in fact, he says, because his family canceled the first one along with his credit cards, and flew to Ukraine. And all of them are happy to be here. They feel a sense of purpose. But the decision to come to Ukraine hasn't sat well with their families back home. Here's Princess.
So initially, when I said I was coming over here, my mum was like holding onto my arm, screaming, crying, "You can't go, you can't go." I had to persuade her that I was doing a humanitarian aid job because that's what I was coming to do.
But once he took up arms, he says he had to cut contact with her. He's in a group chat with other family members who keep her informed, but he says he can't deal directly with her constant worrying. It's a similar situation for Ed.
Yeah, really, it's the same. They're completely against it, but I mean, I don't really care for their opinions. Like, there's a million people out here getting killed and stuff. I think that's more important. And then for them to be against me leaving, I think that's selfish. But yeah, I haven't spoken to my family since I left, and I really don't care. I think what I'm doing here is more important.
Their motivations to come to Ukraine vary. They mentioned being outraged by the brutality of Russian forces, but this is also an opportunity to use the skills they learned in the military. And under the surface, perhaps there's also an attraction to the violence of war. These men are among the thousands of foreigners who flock to the country to fight, but unlike Ukrainian soldiers, the foreigners still have a lot of freedom to pick whom they team up with and where they fight.